I wrote on the board, spiritual health, and I've been thinking about this for some time. I thought I would give at least part of this message during the meeting, but I can't say I thought I would. I just felt like the Lord gave me the message during that time. But, you know, this morning I think about getting saved. That's a wonderful start, isn't it? And I think about keeping saved. That's a wonderful journey. And I think about meeting the Lord in peace at the end. That's a worthwhile project all the way. And we want to do that today, don't we? I believe we do want to meet the Lord in peace, most of us. And I think about what it takes. You know, the scripture talks about a lack of understanding causing real troubles in us. And the Lord wants us all, and I hope we know this, the Lord wants every one of us to be in real spiritual health. Yes. He wants us to be healthy and alive spiritually. I was thinking about a fire that burns. You know, it takes three things for there to be a fire. It takes three parts, three elements to it. One is oxygen, one is fuel, and the other is heat. Well, I think we know that, probably most of us. You know, if any one of those are missing, you will not have a fire. It's just not going to happen. And, you know, you can deprive a fire of oxygen, and it'll burn as long as it has a little, but it'll burn low and slow. And I think about our Christian life. To me, it's like that. The Lord wants our life to be a fire for the Lord, doesn't He? He wants to be the fire in our life. And I think a lot of times we wonder, you know, we'll go to the altar and be saved, and that is a wonderful thing. And it's wonderful to do that anytime we need to. But I will tell you, the Lord wants us to understand what it means for us to keep in spiritual health, to where that we become useful vessels, and to where we have a satisfying experience with the Lord, and where God can work in our lives. There's great reward to serving the Lord this morning. And so I think sometimes, and many times, we get saved and we hear people say, I know I need to read, I need to pray, I need to keep my devotions. That is so true. That is maybe the oxygen, if you want to call it that, or whatever part of that is. Maybe that's a piece of it that the Lord has. But I'll tell you, it's going to take more than that for our fire to burn. The Lord wants our fire to burn. He wants us to understand what it takes for our fire to burn. And it takes God for that. But I believe this, the Lord has put those elements in there for us to be alive, to be in health, to have fervency, to have zeal in our lives. The Lord wants that to be a natural part of our life, and I believe it works naturally. I wanted to think of another illustration that illustrates this same thing, and I've thought many times of a wheel. You remember the old Conestoga wagons? You see pictures of them. And they were big wagons. They carried heavy loads. And they used them mainly on the East Coast area. And they said, I looked it up, they said they would carry loads up to 3 tons. And they hooked horses or oxen to those things. So they were able to carry heavy loads. The prairie schooners, They were able to take people from the East Coast clear to Oregon, to the West Coast. And that's mostly what they used. They were lighter, but they also had wheels, and they also had spokes in them. And I looked at a picture, an actual picture of a Conestoga wagon. They had 14 spokes in there, all supporting that wheel. Now, I just wonder how many spokes you could pull out of there without things collapsing or it just not working right. You know, this morning, I really believe our Christian life is a lot like that. We want to live for God, but folks, it all has to be in there. And the Lord's made it so. And so when we begin our journey for the Lord, and we want to live for God, and we think, okay, now I need to have devotions every day. Well, that's a given, isn't it? Our devotions to God, our prayers to the Lord, our calling upon Him, our seeking the Lord, our reading His Word, studying His Word, meditating upon His Word. To me, all those things maybe are a few more spokes in the wheel. But I want to look at a number of things this morning, and we'll study some in the 24th chapter, of the 25th chapter of Matthew, where we see a bigger picture, I believe, of what God is wanting to do in our lives. And folks, the Lord has made it for us to be in spiritual health this morning, alive spiritually, something that will take us from where we are clear to the judgment all the way. And He plans for that to be. But it's like a wheel that carries weight. It's got spokes that transfer that weight to one place and another. And that wheel is able to roll. And it's able to bear weight. You know, if we only had two spokes in a wheel, it might do just fine sitting upright. But as soon as you went to turn and those spokes went sideways, what would happen? It would collapse, wouldn't it? You know, in our spiritual life, if we take upon us, I need to do this or that. Folks, there is a complete life that God wants us to live. It brings spiritual thirst. It brings spiritual gratification. It brings the things that we long for in life. When we get in God's groove and take His ways, and it's again like the fire that we mentioned, there's not going to be any fire until there's heat and oxygen and fuel. It's not going to happen. And I'll tell you, in our lives, we are going to suffer until we allow God that completeness in our life. I believe then we will be in spiritual health. And the Lord wants it to be so for every one of us. I want to read in Matthew the 22nd chapter and the 36th verse. Matthew 22 and 36. One came to Jesus and he said, "Master, which is the great commandment in the law? What's the real important thing?" Jesus said unto him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it." It's very similar. "And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Everything that I've tried to tell people, I believe the Lord is saying here, all through the centuries, is contained in these two ideas. To love the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And to love your neighbor like yourself. And so this morning, I want to begin to read in Matthew, the 25th chapter, and begin to ask the Lord, "Lord, would you enliven to us your ways, that we might be in spiritual health?" The scripture says, "My people perish for a lack of knowledge," something to that order. And we don't want to perish, any of us. I know there's some here that are prospering greatly. And I also know that there can be some that struggles along, when I believe there's answers for us, folks. And so God wants and longs to just bestow upon us His ways and His thoughts. When you look here in Matthew 25, a few chapters over, it begins with the parable or the... I'll just read it. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins. That tells us something right there. The kingdom of heaven is like unto 10 virgins. 10 pure, chaste, kept themselves from the world, from sin, from evil. That's what the Lord's talking about here. He's talking spiritual language. The kingdom of heaven's going to be like this. People that have kept themselves from the world, which took their lamps. And that indicates something there, doesn't it? We're supposed to have a light that shines, aren't we? And didn't Jesus say, you know, we don't put it under a bushel, do we? No, but we put it on a candlestick. The Lord puts it on a candlestick. And He wants our life to shine. And He wants us to know that He wants our life to shine to the world. Something that they don't know about. And so, and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And there's another. Aren't we going forth to meet the Lord one day? And five of them were wise, and five were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. Now, I am this morning, sometimes you can preach along these lines a very judgment message. And this morning, that's not my intent this morning. Folks, I want us to know how blessed the Lord wants to make our lives. Now, some did not take any oil with them. They didn't keep up with their soul. They didn't keep their soul fed and full of the working of the Spirit of the Lord in their lives. Some did that. Now, they took their lamps with them, but they didn't have anything to burn with. And it says, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they slumbered. They all slumbered and slept, it says. And at midnight there was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. All of them had kept themselves from the world. But folks, don't we know that God wants there to be something in here that is alive and well? Oh, don't we know that the Lord wants there to be something that burns inside? Something that shines? That's what things that burn do. They produce light, don't they? And so, then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. You know, we don't have any grace anymore. We don't have any strength from the Lord anymore. We realize we're fixing to go out, and can we borrow from you? Well, it doesn't work that way, does it? And so the Lord, all through our life, sends reminders. Get the oil in your lamp. Let there be the Word of God living in your life. Let there be those times constantly where the Lord is, something's burning, isn't it? There's oil burning. The Lord wants to give us those things. You know, I think about the idea of worship to the Lord, of prayer, of reading the Bible. And that's good, isn't it? That's a wonderful thing. I'll tell you what I think is even better, when it's our bread and when it's our water and when it's what we thirst after. You know, this morning, when we and as we seek the Lord, and I've been telling people this for years, in fact, constantly, when we pray with them and things, let there be times regularly when you set aside everything else and seek the Lord. Just seek Him. Let your heart seek Him. Lord God, have mercy on me. I want You to be real in my life. I want to hear Your voice. I want Your life to live through me. I would like for my life to be an expression of Your will. You might go outside when it's dark and look up at the stars and call upon God. Lord, let there be in my life Your presence. Let me hear Your voice. To me, that goes a little beyond maybe a morning devotion when we've got work calling. And, you know, I'm a believer in devotions regularly. Folks, the Lord wants us to have that. And so, as we do that, I want to encourage us. I know some may have a lot of children at home. You know, the Lord has to help us figure this out, each one. We have to find the Lord as we go. But let our life not be one that's just taken up with the things of this life. Let there be times, and I have thought many times about when the Lord, in the Old Testament days, and we don't believe it's the same. We believe there's a fulfillment of that now. But there was a day that at the risk of your life, with the commandment was, on the Sabbath, you don't do any servile work, is the way the Bible says it. You don't do anything to work, nothing. You know what? The whole day was the Lord's. No matter who you were, how great you were, how small you were, or what personality you were, you all took off. Do you know this morning, surely, there's a few hours a week that we can take off. And we can say, Lord, speak to my soul. Lord, indwell me. Lord, I want to thirst after You. I want to have that thirst. I want to have a light in this world. When people demean me, I want to speak back in a right way. Lord, I want to have grace in my soul. Do you know that searching after God is something that pays wonderful dividends this morning? I can hardly think of anything greater. And many times during those times, the Lord has begun to give me messages and things. And I want to encourage us today. I know we have our devotions. I know we go to service. But let there be those times where there's a few hours out. Just, Lord, I'm calling on Your name. Surely once a week we could do something like that, couldn't we? You know what? I urge us to today. I'm thinking about spiritual health. When I was young, that's the way I found the infilling of the Spirit of God. I began to call upon the Lord and search for Him and seek for Him. And I'll tell you, one day He met me as I was praying and consecrating and asking Him into my life. And I will tell you, the presence of God came into my life in a way, and I don't boast in this at all. It's almost too sacred to mention in this setting. But I want to tell you something. The Spirit of God is a very precious element in our life. And He wants to come into our lives and indwell us, and He wants to renew that from time to time. And so the Spirit of the Lord wants to be that in our lives. Folks, He wants us to have spiritual health this morning. But it comes through a number of spokes. There's a number of elements that support the Christian life. And one of them is just searching after God. Putting aside all of our thoughts, all of our questions, all the things that trouble or the fears that we might have or the joys that we might... Just, Lord, I just want You. I need You. I need You to speak into my life. You know, that's an awesome thing. To me, it's one of the greatest pieces of the Christian life. And I want to encourage us today to do that regularly. You know, this person here, these five here, had somehow left aside that reality in their lives. And so then it says, at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Do you know this morning, we don't know when the Son of Man cometh. He's telling us to keep in this condition all the time. Keep the flowing of the Word of God, the eating of it, the reality of it living in our life by devotions, by doing, well, we're going to get more into doing the will of God in a minute. But folks, these are spokes that support our spiritual experience. And I urge us to make them strong and make them tight. And don't let them get away. Don't let them get out. Don't let them fall from their place. But keep them in place all the days of our lives. That's the key. That's one of the keys to spiritual health. That's some of the spokes in the wheel this morning. We read on down. To me, the 25th chapter of Matthew tells us the whole picture. Now, I know there's a lot of elements this don't mention. You could go a lot of places with what we just read, and you could study for weeks. But I believe it gives us the picture that we want. In the 14th verse, he says again, For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. You know, now again, the kingdom of heaven is like this too. This is some more spokes in the wheel. And he says, And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1. To every one, according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Now that's the way it's like. It's like the Lord gave us what we needed and then took his journey. That's what he said this is like, the kingdom of heaven. And so what is a talent? Why did he give some 5 and some 1? Did he give anybody none? No, it doesn't say anything about that. And I don't believe it's so. He didn't give anyone no talents. I'll tell you what a talent is. A talent is the gifts that God gives to us to be used for Him. A talent is the responsibilities that God has given to us to be used for Him. Those things can be burned up on ourselves if we will. But I will tell you this morning, those things that God gives, this is a vital part of our salvation. I will tell you, our wheel won't roll very far if it's all about us. Our wheel's not going to roll very far. We're not going to have much spiritual health, and by and by, we're going to give up that miserable experience. Okay? Can I say it that way? It's miserable to do things part way. And so the Lord tells us about the 10 virgins, tells us to keep alive in our soul. But I want to tell you, to keep alive, to keep the wheel completely together and bearing weight and able to roll and able to do God's will, you got to have more than just that. Folks, to do the will of the Lord, isn't that a blessed thing? These are things that He gave to each of us. And I have seen many times, folks, when we take it home and we take our salvation home, God saved me. And then we just live to ourselves. That's a possibility, isn't it? I'm just saying I've seen this done. I'm not accusing us this morning. I've seen it done. And then we just live to ourselves. And so we want to pray. We want to say a little something in the morning to the Lord and ask Him to bless our day and do all the things we could ever dream of wanting. And we do that. Then we run out the door. But folks, if we want to be in spiritual health and you want to be a true Christian, there's more to it than that. And Jesus tells us here, I've given everyone something. I've given everyone some kind of gift, grace, responsibility. And how we handle those things, it's different for every person. It's complete. But I want to tell you, we can seek the Lord. Lord, what is it? What is my gift? You have a gift? I want to tell you something. The Lord's given you something when you got saved. There's something there that God wants to use. And so, as we begin, let's read a little more. And this is true to life, isn't it? Now, there was, then he that had received, verse 16 of Matthew 25, then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. He got busy, didn't he? And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. Now, folks, you want to know what's enjoyable in life? Get in there and use what God's given you and watch Him double it. And then watch Him double that. You know, you start doubling things and it grows fast, doesn't it? I want to tell you, the Word then starts having life to it because there's an element that begins to draw. It begins to create a thirst. And so our first part that we read about, the devotions, the keeping the oil in there and all of that, then that becomes a natural process. Because our life is wanting to do God's will. And we're seeking Him. Lord, what do You want me to do today? Lord, is there anyone You want me to speak to today? Or shall we duck in our shell and say, I don't want to say that. I don't know who He might want me to speak to. You know what? The Lord might have some little something for us to do. There's those that have 5 and then 10. And then those that might have 1 and then maybe 2. And the Lord doesn't look down on the ones that have 1 at all. He looks the same on them as with anybody else. Because it says here, everyone according to his several ability. Everyone that's here, the Lord knows you exactly. And He suits up what you need to be doing. And He suits up your responsibilities to your ability. And to your maybe you have a lot of ability, but your situation in life don't allow you to use that as much as someone else. And for instance, Anna in the Bible, she lived and she was there in the temple continually fasting and praying. And you know what? A young mother can't do that, can she? But you know what? Anna could. And the Lord used her. And when she saw the Lord, oh, she rejoiced. She knew this was the Christ. This was the Messiah. She knew that. She was in that place with the Lord. You know, this morning, your talent might be a lot more useful than you think it is. I want to tell you, when we get down to pray during service, and I'm just mentioning a few things. There's probably thousands of things. So we can only touch a few. When we get down to pray, I want to ask us to consider in our quiet times, saying, Lord, what would You have me to do? Would You have me to lead out in prayer? Would You have me to be an active part in some small way? Oh, it's frightening, isn't it? Sure it is. Sometimes it is. The things God asks us to do sometimes are a little frightening. But I want to tell you, that's where the fire falls. When we begin to center ourselves up in the Lord's ways and in His will, then His graces follow that. His goodness follows that. How many times have we seen the things that take the most out of us, and then a couple days later, we realize that fervent fire in our soul. Where did it come from? It came from the Lord seeing that sacrifice and dropping His fire upon it. Happens, doesn't it? It's a beautiful picture. And I will tell you, I really believe our lives need to reflect a beautiful picture from the Lord this morning. Yes, we're all different. Yes, we're all in different walks of life. But the Lord wants to go to our walk where we are. And He wants to use us. He wants to use us in the service of the Lord. He might want you. I know that people have different calls. But all of us have some places to fill. And the best thing we can do is ask God, Lord, would you illuminate to me what my talent is? Because I want to use it for you. I want to do the thing. And then don't go looking for some golden beam out of heaven. Look for the little prick of the Lord where He begins to move us to do His will. And it might be totally behind the scenes and nobody ever sees it. There's a whole lot of our body that's never seen. Our whole bone structure's never seen. But I will tell you, it's important, isn't it? Our little place in the Bible, in the body, and not any of us are very big. There isn't any of us very big. If it wasn't for God's grace, folks, the devil would snuff every one of us out in one day. But thank the Lord for His grace. Thank the Lord for what He wants to do in your life and mine. He wants our life to come to the end of our way with oil in our vessel. So the Lord help us today. I want to read on here. And so he that had received 5 talents, we read this, I believe, came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Don't you know it feels good for the Lord to say, well done? Yes. You know, He speaks our language. That might be through a blessing. The Lord just might bring the sunshine out on us and we realize God's shining here. Does that make sense? The Lord wants to say to us, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee, that thou art an hard man. Lord, you asked me to do things I wasn't willing to do. And besides, somebody said I wasn't able to do it. They just said I couldn't do it. And so, Lord, it's a hard thing. You're a hard... It's just too much. I don't want to tell the Lord that. Not if He's the one that gave it to us. And so, folks, we can get in this place pretty easy, can't we? So he said, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid. You should have heard what people said. You should have seen the way that one looked at me. Has that ever happened to you? It has to me. You know what, this morning, the Lord's going to require our talent. He really is. And it's part of the spokes in the wheel of spiritual health. And if our life is only about me, folks, it's not very big. It's only about this tall, this wide, and this thick or so. And that's it. But if it's about doing God's will, 12 men changed the world, didn't they? It's about doing God's will. I want to encourage us this morning. Don't underestimate the Lord. Just do what He has given you to do. Take the talent. Find what the talent is. Okay, if we don't know, that's all right. Let's go to the Lord and let's start spending some time. Lord, you gave me a talent. Now, I'm aware of that. But I don't know what to do with it. I don't know what it is even, hardly. Lord, I want you to teach me. I want you to show me your ways. I want you to show me how you want to use my life. And so we read on here, and I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. I just hid it. Lord, I hid it. There's a thousand reasons why I hid it. I just could not. I couldn't overcome. I couldn't do it. Couldn't overcome what I had to overcome. This is an important part, just like reading and praying is. It takes the grace of God to do this. But I want to tell you what happens when you burn the oil and then more oil comes in, doesn't it? It takes a burning from the Lord for these things to happen. But when that happens, more oil comes in. The Lord starts blessing our life. There's something about it. It's more spokes in the wheel of spiritual health. His Lord answered and said unto him, what did he say? Oh, I know you couldn't really. I know it was too much for you. It was just too much. It wasn't very much, but it was too much. Did the Lord say that? No, he didn't say that. He said, thou wicked and slothful servant. Thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not and gather where I have not strawed. Now, he's just likening this to that. He's not saying this is the way God is, but he's likening this whole thing to a man that would speak like this. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. I should have received my own with something on top. I should have. I gave it to you for that reason. I gave you your health. I gave you your life. I gave you the things that I gave you, and I expected you to make sure it grew. That's what the master said. And he said, you wicked and slothful servant. Wicked and slothful? I didn't try to fight against anybody. I didn't try to tear your work down. You wicked and slothful servant. You didn't take what I gave you. You did nothing. You buried it? Folks, are we burying what God has given to us? We want the oil to flow. We want our lamp to burn. We want the Lord's ways to go. We want our wheel to turn. We want to be able to carry weight. We want to be able to feel a fervency in our prayers. I want to tell you, there is a way to take God's way, and it brings spiritual health. In fact, it'll bring so much life into our life. Thank the Lord this morning. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given. I'll just keep giving him more. And he shall have abundance. Abundance. That's a lot. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now he changes again. Folks, the smile of the Lord is upon those that have 1 talent as much as upon those that have 5 talents. His smile is just as much upon them if they use it this morning. But there is a tendency to take that talent and for whatever reason to bury it. It can be so much better than that. I want to encourage us today, we don't have to struggle all of our life up and down, up and down. We can live in spiritual health from the day we get saved until the day we die. We can do that. And that's what the Lord wants to do for us. But we're going to have to go on. We're going to have to ask God into our life. We're going to have to ask Him His will into our life. Lord, what is the talents that You've given me? What are the responsibilities that I'm called to? What is it? I want to be faithful to those things. That's what we're born for, folks. That's what God designed us for. And He wants to use our lives. So, but He doesn't stop in this chapter. And I'm not going to read all the rest of the chapter, but I want to read some more here. And He says here, starting in 31 of Matthew 25 again, when the Son of Man shall come in His glory and all the holy angels with Him, then shall He sit upon the throne of His glory. Now this time He didn't say the kingdom of heaven is going to be like this. He says, this is what's fixing to happen. This is what's going to happen. The Son of Man is going to come back in His glory, and all the holy angels with Him. Then shall He sit upon the throne of His glory. And before Him shall be gathered all nations, and He shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And He shall set the sheep on His right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto him on His right hand. Now, I thought he was talking about oil in our vessel. He was. But you know what else he's talking about? Our manner of life. You know, Paul said one place, maybe we'll read that here in a minute, but he talked about his manner. Timothy, you have known my doctrine, my manner of life, and all those things. Do you know that these things are all spokes in the wheel of our Christian life? They're all spokes in the wheel. And so he says, Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Do you know that people around us are part of our responsibility? And we may not want to take that, but I will tell you, it's part of our talents, actually. It's part of our responsibility. And God expects for us to see it that way. And so when He said, hey, I want you to love the Lord with all your heart and your soul and your mind and your strength, and I want you to love, the second commandment is like that. I want you to love your neighbor like yourself. Those are all responsibilities, aren't they? So the Lord help us. If we decide, oh, I can't do all that. Oh, I can't. I look at all of that. That's just too much. Folks, we'll never make it to heaven that way. Jump in with both feet and don't have any reserves. And open your arms wide and say, Lord, would you please take full control? Would you please just guide me into your ways? I want to tell you, you want spiritual health. You want some joys along the way. You want some peace of God flowing in your heart. This is where it is. Center ourselves up in the will of God. And let Him make our manner of life the manner of life of a Christian. That's what the Lord wants us to do. Now, do we have to go every day out somewhere and be trying to look for somebody? I don't think we have to do that necessarily unless we're called to that. But I want to tell you, we meet a lot of people, don't we, all around. And the Lord wants us to be on the lookout. Lord, I want to be willing because you've blessed me and you've given me things and they're yours. They're truly yours. And I want to share those things with others. Folks, I want to tell you, when you start doing that, the life of God, the wheel becomes complete when we center ourselves up in the Lord's will, and you just can't outgive Him. You just can't outdo Him. Yes. The Lord has ways of paying us back that we never thought of before. You know, the Lord wants, He repays. And in fact, one place He's talking about the poor and the way the Lord would repay. You know, if we ever center on one little piece of life, and that becomes all that our life is about, then we're missing the whole picture. It's the whole thing. It's the whole wheel. It's all the spokes. It's the fuel. It's the fire. It's the oxygen. It's all of it. And that's what makes it burn. So this morning, the Lord bless each one of us. Oh, I long to see spiritual prosperity in every heart. And I know that's what God has designed us for. There's not a single one of us here that He has not designed, made, and is able to give us spiritual prosperity this morning. God is able to do that. The God that made us. You know, it goes on to say, For I was an hungered, you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee and hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? I don't remember seeing you. Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily, I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Is not that a beautiful picture this morning? Oh, Lord, enlarge our hearts today. Help us to be willing to sacrifice ourselves. Not only to read and pray and those things, but folks, the dividends that God pays are in ways that we could never realize except to receive them. I will tell you this morning, God pays dividends in many ways. He deals with us. I firmly believe, I've seen many times the Lord work, and I know many of us here, with our children, and played interference. Maybe we've been involved in the work of the Lord. But you know what? Sometimes it's beyond our control, and God can bring somebody into their lives to deal with them. I remember one of our children one time, we was having struggles. And you know, the Lord brought a rough creature into his life. And you know what? He began to tell him, and this one thought he was really something for a while, until he found out the whole story. Oh, he was tough. He could do things. Been a Navy SEAL and all that stuff. But you know what he taught him? Son, you don't want to go the way I've went. You better respect your mom and dad. Do you know this morning, the Lord pays dividends in 1,000 ways. He not only blesses our souls. He not only keeps us. He not only heals our bodies. He hears our prayers. He sees our fears. He sees the troubles ahead. And he's working right with all of that. Oh, we had a number of other scriptures. You remember the scriptures in James 2, folks. And starting at 14, I'll read this, or part of it at least, kind of quickly. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he have faith and hath not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, Depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding you gave them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, Thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. You know, dropping on down in that to the 24th verse, 23rd, and the scripture was fulfilled which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. And it goes on. In verse 26 it says, For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Oh, folks, these things are all intertwined. All of them. The spiritual life that we have cannot be separated from the works that we have in our life. Cannot be separated from the cleanness of life that he used this example of virgins. It cannot be separated. It's all one part. It's all together. Oh, this morning, let us follow the Lord with all of our hearts. Folks, I really believe if we'll do that, we'll find more than we ever dreamed we would find in the Lord. Paul said, this is 2 Timothy 3, and 10, But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra. Do you know that we can look at the persecutions? We can look at the troubles and draw back, and our manner of life will be nothing like God planned it to be. Our manner of life is important this morning. It's important to the Lord. And I want to encourage us that we have a manner of life that not only seeks after God and not only prays and reads. You can't pray and read enough for that to be all. You can't. We have to have the whole walk of the Lord this morning. So the Lord bless each one of us. Oh, I hope every one of us, those that have just gotten renewed or saved, or listen, I want to tell you something. God has good things for us. Let's take them. Let's search Him out. And you think the devil's not going to fight you? Of course he's going to. Let's search them out. Let's be stronger than that. Let's don't come to the end and say, Lord, I kept it. Here it is. I couldn't do anything with it, but I kept it. I hid it. That's not going to work, is it? Y'all pray for me too.